Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. For now, if you love to travel or just love to dream about travel, you've probably heard of travel expert Rick Steves. He's written many books, including his updated 2012 Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook. Rick Steves Europe airs on WOSU television on Saturdays at 5:30 p.m., and Travel with Rick Steves airs on 89.7 every Sunday at noon. Through television, radio, and his best-selling guidebooks, Rick goes way beyond telling you where to go. He advocates thoughtful travel and challenges us to get out of our comfort zones. He's with us today to talk about how to turn travel into an enlightening experience that brings us all closer together. And these days, we need as much understanding of the rest of the world as we can get. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit us online at WOSU.org. Our goal this hour is $4,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678. And with a pledge at the $60 level, we have a great Rick Steves package for you as your thank you gift. We'll talk about that in just a sec. I just want to get to Rick Steves right now. Welcome again, Rick.
Yeah, again, it's good to be with you. Let's talk travel.
So spending money has as little to do with how much you enjoy Europe as a visitor. So why is that? Why don't you have to spend money in Europe or spend a lot of money?
Well, it costs money, but I'm making sort of the case that in so many instances, the less you spend, the more you experience. And I think, different travelers go to travel out of the country for different reasons, but I go to Europe to have new experiences, to get out of my comfort zone and so on. And in a lot of cases, I find that when I spend more money, I just surround myself by people who are better at getting more money yet out of me. I want to go to Europe and find myself in places where I'm part of the party rather than part of the economy. And you can find yourself in places where people are just glad you're there rather than looking at you and seeing easy dollars. And that needs to be your goal. And that's just what I call traveling through the back door. That's the name of the book you just mentioned. And, you can stay in a fancy American-style hotel and pay a lot for internet access and pay a lot for your cup of coffee and pay a lot for somebody to carry your bag to your room. Or you can stay in somebody's home for about a quarter of the price where internet access is free and where the coffee is included and where you've got a friend instead of a guy in a coat, hat, and tails to carry your bag for you.
I really actually got into your chapter on hotels this time and enjoyed it. And I was wondering, things are changing a lot over there. And you said that the good and cheap options in your latest edition of Europe Through the Back Door, that those the good and cheap options are fewer and far between because of the economy over there and how it's changing.
Well, cheap is
relative.
It's not really because of the economy.
Okay.
It's cheap is just, these days, cheap is $100. When I started traveling,
right,
cheap was $10.
Okay.
But, if you can get a $100 double room in Paris on a pedestrian-only street with a market outside your door, eight blocks from the Eiffel Tower, run by a charming couple with an elevator and a private shower and bath in your room and a nice breakfast for $100 in a little place that's so French when you step outside in the morning you feel like you must have been a poodle in a previous life, that's a good deal. And that's no secret. There's just cool little family-run hotels, two-star hotels all over Paris for $100 for a double. The challenge for us is to find not only places that are less expensive, assuming we have limited money, but places that are both less expensive and more in line with what we're looking for in our travel experience. And, advertising and commissions shape a lot of what Americans figure their options are. And we need to be careful not to be victimized by deals where there's kickbacks for people who you think are giving you advice, but they're just sending you to the places they're in cahoots with, and fancy advertising, and deceptive information on the internet as well. So, we're consumers, we got money, they're in business, they need money. That's sort of the foundation there. But there's plenty of ways to travel in ways where you just shake your head and you think, my goodness, this is not only lots of fun and no stress, but I am not spending near as much money as other people are spending.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7, and once again, this is our fall membership drive. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit us online at WOSU.org. Our goal this hour, again, $4,000, and we can meet it with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 866-897-9678. If you recognize the voice with me on the air right now, of course, it's travel expert Rick Steves, author of Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door 2012, the Travel Skills Handbook. Rick is also on the air. Rick Steves Europe airs on WOSU television on Saturdays at 5:30 p.m. and Travel with Rick Steves on 89.7 every Sunday at noon. So with a pledge at the $60 level, we have a great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. In this package, you'll get the latest edition of Rick's foundational travel skills book, Europe Through the Back Door. How many years have you been writing that book and editing it, Rick?
This book is out in its 30th edition. So every year for the last 30 years, I've spent 4 months traveling in Europe, making all sorts of mistakes, taking careful notes, losing my traveler's checks just to see what will happen. When I get ripped off, I celebrate because they don't know who they just ripped off. And I've got another little bit for my chapter on scams and theft risks in Europe. And I go home and collect all the lessons I've learned from my experience and put it into the new edition of this book each year. So just before this interview, I grabbed the new edition that just came in. It's the shiny 2012 edition. It's 800 pages. And I'm just so excited about this book that packs all the lessons I've learned from my experience and my experimentation and my mistakes into this handy book so people can learn from my mistakes rather than their own and travel smoother. This is not a listing of hotels in Paris. This is fundamentally how to find good hotels, how to stay healthy, how to pack light, how to communicate speaking just English. Should you rent a car or get a train pass? How to use public transportation? How to make a smart itinerary. This is really the basis of planning and putting together a good trip. And even if you're not in a philanthropic mood right now, if you're dreaming about Europe, if you have a spouse who you wish was more excited about Europe, if you got a trip coming up, get this book now, and in one day in Europe, it'll earn back the $60 we're asking you to support WOSU. Remember, this book is the How to Travel book. The last half of it or third of it are individual chapters on my 40 favorite discoveries, the places I call back doors, where you really find that intimate Europe. And for the $60 gift to WOSU, we're offering this plus two other gifts. I collaborated with the Smithsonian Institution people and made this All Europe magazine. I got to write the whole thing. It's 100 pages. I've never worked with a beautiful magazine company that has such an artistic sense and beautiful access to photographs. And it's just one of the most delightful magazines, if you like travel, that you can imagine. It's my favorite places with Smithsonian art, 100 pages. That's yours. That's the Travel with Rick Steves Smithsonian magazine. And we've also got a 64-page tour newsletter that lays out all the itineraries of the tours that my company and I lead around Europe every year. So this would give you a good look at the smartest ways to enjoy every part of Europe in this tour magazine. Those three gifts are yours for $60. And today at $160, we will offer you those gifts plus a box set of all 90 shows that we've produced on TV over the years. This is, 14 DVDs,
90
50 hours
shows.
Of travel. Mm-hmm. All the shows, plus all the specials, the Iran show, the Christmas show, lectures that I give all over the country, embarrassing bloopers. it's just everything we've done, and it's designed into this smart package. So you've got, one disc just with 8 shows on England and Ireland, one disc with 8 shows on Eastern Europe, 2 discs with 13 shows on Italy, and so on. So to have this on your bookshelf, if you are a traveler, or if you've got students that want to know about Europe or whatever, is really a great gift. And we're scrambling. We need to get you on board here at WOSU, and all of the gifts I've just mentioned, the DVD anthology with 50 hours of travel, the Smithsonian magazine, the tour newsletter, and the How to Travel Handbook Europe Through the Back Door are yours with a gift of $160 to this station.
Make your $160 pledge right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. If you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then we need to hear from you. Support the station that is part of your life. Support public radio and get some great thank you gifts in return. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Remember, at the $60 pledge level, you'll get Rick Steves' foundational travel skills book, Europe Through the Back Door. You'll also become a member, an official member of WOSU, and you'll get the membership card, which is good at 200 local restaurants and attractions in Central Ohio. So 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make your pledge right now and show your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher and Rick Steves.
Hey, you know, yep. Ann, when we were listing all those thank you gifts, I forgot the most important one. You will be having a stronger local public radio station. Mm. And it is more important than ever when you consider the complexity of the challenges facing our society today that we have a news media that can smart us up instead of dumb us down. And one reason that I'm just so thankful for the work that public radio is able to do and public broadcasting in general is that I'm able to produce material for radio and also consume it. And it's so clear to me that this is the one place on the dial where you will find programming and where somebody like me can produce programming that respects the intelligence of the listener, that assumes an attention span, and can do their work without concern for what advertisers want. You know, we really appreciate corporate, help with our public broadcasting.
Of course.
But corporations who underwrite these programs and these radio stations, they understand the ethic of public radio is that they do not get to change the content. Now, that's not the same anywhere else. They get to sit at the inner table when it comes to content everywhere else on the dial. But this is people's radio. It's not commercial radio. That's a fundamental difference, and it right now is flat-out good citizenship. When you think of the misinformation and the fear that people with an agenda are peddling in our society, that we have a place on the dial that we can rely on. That's what WOSU is. That's what public radio should mean to citizens who get it and citizens who care. This is not a charity. This is a service. If you're consuming it and if you can afford it, it is only right to pay a little bit for it. That's how it works, and we're sweetening the pie right now, if you like travel stuff, mm-hmm. by offering these gifts at that $60 level or the $160 level. So if you can get on board right now, I believe it's flat-out good citizenship. And every time you tune into WOSU in the future, you'll feel better about it because you are on the team. Thanks so much.
That feel-good feeling. I really enjoyed, you said that you'd let yourself get ripped off just to see what would happen. Can you give us an example of when you'd let yourself get ripped off?
Oh, you know, when I come into an airport, I know that the taxis that are, or let's say I'm coming out of a museum in Athens, the National Museum, always has a handful of taxis parked out in front. And you know, these guys are just parked there because they're fishing for the big fish, the stupid rich tourist. If I get in that taxi, he's not going to turn this meter on. He's going to take me for a ride, and he's going to charge me a lot. Had I crossed the street and walked a block, I would flag down a taxi who was on his way somewhere, and I would hop in, and I'd get the meter like any Greek person. So I would get into the ripoff cabbie just to see the game he's playing and see what happens. That's an example of the fun work I do when I get to just see what happens. I go down the Ramblas in Madrid every year. I was just there a couple weeks ago, the big People's Boulevard in Barcelona. And, there's all sorts of gangs gathering around shell games and entertainers and so on. Whenever there's a commotion, there are pickpockets. I was standing at a shell game just watching the scam going on. And, you know, there's a lot of tourists jostling. And very gently, somebody's hand slips into my pocket, and I just leave them there. It kind of messes them up, because normally people wouldn't do that. But there's nothing in my pocket to be stolen. But there's pickpockets working all over the place, and you just don't want to be paranoid. You just don't want to be vulnerable. Don't have anything valuable in your pockets. Put it in a money belt, zip it up somewhere, or leave it in your hotel room.
My guest is Rick Steves, author of The Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door 2012, The Travel Skills Handbook. If you have a question or comment for Rick, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Rick is with me right now on the air live. It's one of the, we're very lucky to have Rick. We get him once a year because the rest of the year you're pretty much traveling or writing, Rick. Busy guy. You've got your years just mapped out.
I spend a lot of time in Europe to update the material.
Right.
It's my wonderful responsibility of my work.
Do you alternate when you do your usual routine in Europe and you go to update the book? Do you maybe start out one place different at the beginning of the season and alternate them throughout across the years?
Oh, yeah. I never do the same thing 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. I've got 30 guidebooks to update, or I guess 20 guidebooks that need updating of the 30 books that I've written. And I have to go over there and see, like, it's like tending a big garden. And, you know, the last place you were at is not as messy as the place you haven't been to for a long time. So I have to kind of, I was just sitting down the other day thinking, what am I going to do this next spring? And what am I doing? I'm going to Lisbon, Madrid, Barcelona, and Venice, and the Veneto. And then I'm going to meet the film crew and make three TV shows, one on Venice and one on Veneto and one on the Cinque Terre, the Italian Riviera. Then I'll go home for a month, and then I'll come back again and do work north of the Alps. For 30 years, I've been in sort of a rut. I spend the spring, April and May, south of the Alps in the Mediterranean. Then I go home in June, and July and August, I spend north of the Alps. That's just smart because you want to avoid the crowds mm-hmm. and the heat of summer when you're south of the Alps, and it's getting really hot over there. And it's just hard to enjoy the Mediterranean area in July and August if you can avoid it. And then you want good weather. You want hot weather and long days north of the Alps. So that's when I'll go there in July and August. And I spend about two-thirds of my time researching the guidebooks and then one-third of my time actually filming the TV shows that I'm so thankful people are able to enjoy on WOSU. It takes us 6 days in Europe of really scrambling to produce a 30-minute show. Every 2 years for the last 20 years, we've been producing 12 or 14 or 15 shows every 2 years for a new series. So that's about, I don't know, 40 days a year of filming in Europe. I have to remember not to spill on my wardrobe and be sure I comb my hair properly and everything. And that's the TV production end of it. When I'm doing the guidebook research, I accidentally kind of suss out ideas for the TV scripts and get up to date and make friends and meet people that can help us out on the TV shows. So I wouldn't be able to do the TV shows as well as we're able to without making scripts that sort of come out accidentally of the guidebook research. So it's a neat little organism of travel writing and research and TV production and so on that all goes into that. And one thing is it just takes 4 months a year, whether I like it or not, to keep everything fresh and up to date.
If you're just joining us, this is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest is Rick Steves, author of Rick Steves' Europe Through the Back Door 2012 and the Travel Skills Handbook. I want to say thanks to Olga in Delaware and Melissa in Dublin, and also thanks to Judy in Columbus. We have $3,500 to go out of our $4,000 goal during this hour of our fall membership drive. If you have a question or comment for Rick, call 1-614-292-8513. You can email us as well at allsides@wosu.org. But if you want to show your appreciation, if you want to show your support, if you want to show us you care about WOSU 89.7 NPR News and All Sides and everything that Rick does as well, give us a call at 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make your pledge right now. With a pledge at the $60 level, we have the great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. And in this package, you will get the latest edition of Rick's foundational travel skills book, Europe Through the Back Door. You'll also get a full color edition of the Smithsonian magazine called Travels with Rick Steves and the Rick Steves Tour newsletter. The book, 2012 Europe Through the Back Door, a Travel Skills Handbook, is brand new and updated with the latest information you need for planning your trip, and it's a lot of fun to read. Get the most out of every day of your vacation with this new handbook. Just a $60 contribution to 89.7 NPR News. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And also at the $160 level.
Yeah.
You'll
That's
get the,
to me the most exciting
Rick's
thing
travel skills handbook Europe Through the Back Door. You'll also get 90 shows in a DVD anthology. It's a boxed set of 90 TV shows from the year 2000 through today, and the Rick Steves Tour newsletter and the Smithsonian magazine. What a package at $160, and you'll be thanking yourself along with showing us your appreciation for everything we try to do for you at 89.7. So make the call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge online right now. It takes just a few minutes. The economy is on everybody's mind, Rick. You're always thinking economically, not just to save money, as you said earlier, but to make the trip more authentic and more enriching for the individual. But what is changing given the economy in Europe, and what should people what will people see differently, or maybe nothing at all?
Well, Europe is dealing with the same problem we're dealing with. Is we've sort of conned ourselves into thinking we're wealthier than we are. We're consuming more than we produce. And that was possible in the old days when there's a lot of young people working and a few old people retiring, and then they didn't live very long. But in Europe, it's even more worse than the United States in that the once young society has become an old society. And today there's fewer people working, more people retiring, and they live forever. And they've voted themselves all sorts of wonderful, entitlements, and that's all nice if you have a lot of young people working. But they're having a tough time making adjustments to reflect the fact that there are fewer young people to support the lifestyles of the old people. Courageous politicians are trying to correct their balance and fine-tune their economies, and old people who worked all their life for one promise and suddenly are told a different thing, they don't take it without demonstrating. I mean, in Greece, a year ago, I forget the exact time and exact details, but essentially, overnight they decided people who had been promised to be able to retire at 59 years old would have to work until they were 67 years old. Now, if your friend is a couple months older than you, one of you worked and retired, as promised, at 59, and the other person, because of this news, has to work an extra 8 years. That pisses people off, and they get out in the streets, and they burn Starbucks, and they turn over cars, and they, get mad. And that's what we're seeing today in a nutshell. I would say in Europe, like in the United States, you should expect a lot of demonstrations in the streets. How does that affect us? Well, it doesn't really. I mean, you got to be flexible. So I was just in Athens, and all the public transit was on strike. So I was just there 2 weeks ago. And I just couldn't go into town on the subway like I intended to. I hopped on one of the hop-on, hop-off tour buses to do it instead. And it was an inconvenience, but, life goes on. That's the cool thing about travel. You take little bumps in stride if you're a good traveler. If you're not a good traveler, everything is derailed, and you just, go back to the hotel and sit there and get mad. So you have to roll with those punches. Other than that, I don't think all the economic stuff is... will have a real impact on people who are traveling. I'm not looking for better deals. I'm just looking for a tourist industry over there that respects the tourist and gives them a good value for what they want. And I've spent 4 months in Europe in the last 6 months. And, I've traveled like I always have. It's interesting to talk about it. I've had friends in Athens, and Greece has the biggest challenges right now. And to talk with them about what is on the news and what's really happening and so on is quite interesting. And we've got our demonstrations with Occupy Wall Street stuff mm-hmm. going on. And Europe will have similar things as societies decide among themselves in the case that, corporations and the wealthy own the media. It is a trick for people to share information on the media, and a consequence of that is people share information in social media and out in the streets. It's one thing I was thinking about lately, by the way, and when it comes to public radio and public broadcasting and trying to understand the complexities in our world, we need news media that is not entertainment. And some people joke about how in public radio, news media is the opposite of entertainment. But that's actually a good thing when you think about how far in the entertainment realm news has gone on the commercial end of the dial. I was talking with a guy in Turkey a couple weeks ago who works for CNN. And he was lamenting how in commercial media for news, you have to have a bias. You have to either be conservative or liberal in order to sell ads and make money, because all of these media outlets are owned by entertainment companies, and they look at their news as just another comedy or whatever they're having to generate advertising. CNN has gone liberal in the United States, and this guy works for CNN International, which doesn't have to do that, and they're still straight. But he just said CNN is unapologetically liberal in the States, just like Fox is unapologetically conservative. He said the only news source in our country that doesn't have to make money as an entertainment vehicle is public radio. And I think that's one more reason to respect and be thankful for the fact that we do have a source for news that is straight, that doesn't have to jazz it up to get ad dollars. A lot of people think, truth has a liberal bias and conservatives will be upset with NPR for some of the things that it does. But it is pretty fundamental that the news you get on WOSU does not need to turn the advertisers on. It just needs to bring you the truth the very best we can. That is a fundamental value of broadcasting and journalism that used to be unchallenged. And today, in 90% of the channels, they've tossed it out. But we do have that right here in public radio. That alone is worth getting on board with WOSU and recognizing that making public radio strong in your community is flat-out good citizenship, especially when you consider the choppy waters that we're going to be navigating in the years ahead.
Thanks to Michael in Dublin and Jody in Columbus. And also thanks to Kara in Columbus and James in Grove Port and Ryan in Columbus. We have $2,800 to go out of our $4,000 goal this hour. Thanks for all of your support for 89.7 MBR News. If a pledge of $160 fits into your budget, we have another great Rick Steves package this hour. For $160, you'll receive the Rick Steves All 90 Shows DVD Anthology, box set of 90 TV shows from the year 2000 till the present, the 2012 edition of Rick's Travel Skills Handbook, Europe Through the Back Door, a lot of fun to read, a special full-color edition of Smithsonian Magazine Travels with Rick Steves, and the Rick Steves Tour Newsletter. Make your $160 pledge right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. If you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then we need to hear from you now. This is a way to kind of vote, too. Vote with your pocketbook. Tell people this is the sort of thing that you care about, that you support. Support the station. It's part of your life. Support public radio and get some great thank you gifts in return. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And Patty in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Hi, good morning. I am a member of WSU, and I just got back from 2 weeks in Croatia that were fantastic, and thanks in large part to Rick Steves. And I just wanted to thank you personally for such a great experience.
Well, Patty, thank you very much. Where were your highlights in Croatia?
Well, Dubrovnik, for sure. And I took your advice and went to Mostar, Bosnia, and it was kind of exactly what you said. It's gorgeous and like a fairy tale, but it's heartbreaking at the same time because some of the buildings are bombed out and trees are growing inside them now.
Right.
It was fantastic. I forgot your book, though. It wasn't on your packing list, so I ended up, I had my iPad with me, so I downloaded it from Amazon, and that was a big asset to me while I was traveling.
Oh, that's so funny because I never thought to put my book on my packing list. I mean, I tell you how many socks to bring, but I should have mentioned, and bring my book, too. But, you know, Patty, you did something really courageous for a lot of travelers, and I think that you found rewarding. You were in Dubrovnik, where everybody goes. There's no secret about that. And then people want to go somewhere from Dubrovnik, and most of them will go to another cute little town on the coast. But you decided to go inland for a couple of hours to one of the capitals of Bosnia. And Bosnia was war-torn, of course, and it's a whole different society than what we'd find on the coast. And to see how Bosnia is repairing itself after it was the front line of the war, and to see the spirit of the young people and to imagine the burden that they live with when their parents were sniping each other and public parks were turned into cemeteries and you wander through those cemeteries. Did you remember that one where every cemetery has a tombstone with the same year on it, 1993 or something like that? Very powerful travel experience, not dangerous, not expensive, no tourism, and very meaningful. That was a choice you made, to go inland instead of to go to another tourist trap and really have, I think, get out of your comfort zone a little bit and have a rich experience.
Well, I was a single woman traveling by myself, and the only tour I could find was a German-speaking tour, but I read, you know, all your background history of it, so I didn't even need the guide. I just needed the ride, you know?
Oh,
so
well, hey, that's a nice slogan. With my book, you don't need a guide. You just need a ride. Well, what I've done is, I'm lucky, Patty, in the course of my years as a tour guide and working, because we take tours there, and for 25 years I was a tour guide, taking people around. I've met some very good local guides, and they are very generous with their time and their information, and I hire them to show me around their town, and then I collect that information, and I cobble together self-guided tours, and I put it into the guidebooks, or I have a free app where people can get self-guided tours to all the greatest cities in Europe and all the museums and historic walks. And it's frustrating to find an English language guide that's any good and inexpensive when you're in these towns, so sometimes it's nice to have it there in the book or on the internet.
Well, I went to a really beautiful national park, the Plitvice National Park, and you said to spend a day or half a day, and I didn't listen to you. I spent 2 days, and after you hike around for 4 hours, there's nothing to do.
Yeah. You know? Oh, no, that's interesting, too, is how to allocate your time, because you got to admit, Plitvice is worth the drive. I mean, there's nothing like it. But once you've hiked it, it's kind of like there's nothing else there. So, but Plitvice, for people who don't know, it's think of the Grand Canyon with a bunch of terraced lakes connected by countless waterfalls with a sort of jungle kind of vegetation. I mean, it is just a dreamy place, and they've got all these wonderful boardwalks that you can just walk along the lakes and look at the fish and go behind the waterfalls and look at the incredible limestone formations. And it's just a real beautiful national park. And I got there after like 20 years of traveling through Europe, and it just really struck me. Whoa, I didn't even know this place existed. And it made it really clear to me that Europe has a lifetime of blockbuster travel experiences to offer. And all I got to do is be sure I figure out where they all are. That's Plitvice, Plitvice, I believe. And those are the one of the top destinations in Croatia, in former Yugoslavia.
Thanks, Patty, for that call. And thanks for that new slogan. If you've got the guide, all you need is a ride. You're talking to, I think that's pretty good. Travel expert Rick Steves, the author of Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door 2012, the Travel Skills Handbook. He's our guest this hour. Thanks to Karen in Worthington and John in Pickerington. And thank you to Nina in Lewis Center. We have $2,500 to go in just about 19 or 20 minutes. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678, and make your pledge right now. Show your support for WOSU. Show your support for all of the information we bring you every day, and hopefully in as entertaining of a way as possible. But no matter what, it's the sort of information you trust and count on every day. You're probably a regular listener. Now is the time to tell us that you support what we're doing and you want to help. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have just $2,500 to go, and I know we can make it. At the $60 contribution level or $60 and up, you also get the WOSU membership card, which is good for discounts at restaurants and attractions all over Central Ohio, some 200 of them. So that's just a little added bonus to either of the packages, the $60 or the $160 contribution. Make your call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Let's talk about European security. You note in the book that they've been way ahead of us for a long time. It's not such a big, hairy deal there. It's part of life.
Right. Well, they've had, terrorist concerns and secession movements ever since I've been traveling. And they have reasonable security. It's not show security. It's just reasonable security. It's, you don't. It varies from airport to airport. Sometimes you have to show your computer. Sometimes you have to take off your shoes. But they've just got to figure it out, and it moves along quickly. I just find Europe has a lot of soft targets, and if they didn't have good security, they would have some terrible events that would just, things would grind to a halt. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for a determined terrorist to wreak some serious havoc over there. But for some reason, they've been able to maintain, some sort of a great record on terrorism. And I always feel very comfortable in Europe from a security point of view. I think when you think of the risk of traveling and so on, I hate it when people say, be safe, like you're doing something really dangerous. When I go to Europe, I feel like I'm increasing my safety level rather than staying here in the United States. From a personal safety point of view, from a violent crime point of view, Europe is far safer per day, per person, any way you cut it, than the United States. We lose 8 times as many people to violence on our streets per capita as Europeans do. We have 8 times as many people in prison per capita as Europeans do. Entire years go by where there's not a fatality in the commercial airline industry. It's remarkably safe, and if you're using common sense to travel, and I think you could make the case that if you look at the statistics, if you care about your loved ones, you would take them to Europe tomorrow. It's just a lot safer over there. I feel perfectly safe in Europe. I'm wandering around streets that in strange cities late after night and after dark, and I just think I'm thankful that Europe has that sort of easy and peaceful feeling.
And I'm thankful to Elizabeth in Columbus and Roger and Karen in Columbus. We have $2,300 to go. Thanks for your support. $2,300 in just a little over 20 minutes. I know we can make the goal with your support. Think about what you value every day when you listen to WOSU 89.7 NPR News. Think about how much it means to your daily life. and put a value on that. At the $60 level, as I said, the latest edition of Rick's Foundational Travel Skills book, Europe Through the Back Door, the latest edition, 2012. Along with that, at the $160 level, also Rick Steves' All 90 Shows DVD Anthology, a box set of 90 TV shows that's starting from the year 2000. Also, the 2012 edition of the Rick Steves Skills Handbook, Travel Skills Handbook, as I said, Europe Through the Back Door, and a special full-color edition of Smithsonian Magazine, Travels with Rick Steves, and the Rick Steves Tour Newsletter. That's a lot of information, a lot of fun information to get, whether you enjoy traveling or whether you just enjoy thinking about traveling and learning about other places. Make the $160 pledge right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. If you listen to us every day, we need to hear from you. We need to know that this is information. This is the kind of programming that you value. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher, and every day All Sides brings you interesting conversations with people who are experts in their field. It doesn't get any better than Rick Steves. Today the subject is travel, and he is certainly a travel expert. Support Public Radio and local news with your pledge. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. It'll only take a few minutes. Rick, you say that there are two IQs of travelers in Europe, those who wait in lines and those who don't. That you say calculated splurges make all the difference.
Well, the first thing about lines, mm-hmm. you know, Europe's crowded with travelers, and we all seem to go to the same places at the same times, and we need to spend a little energy thinking about how can I not spend half my day in a line. I'm always amazed when people go to Disneyland or something, they're willing to sit in line there for an hour for one little ride. Well, a lot of people sit in lines for an hour just to get into one museum, too, and almost all of the overcrowded museums that present long lines have an option enabling you to buy a ticket somewhere else walk right past that line and go directly in. Almost all those lines you see are lines not to get into the museum or into the palace or whatever, but lines to buy a ticket to get into that site. And if you can get a ticket somewhere else, or if you can get a pass to the museums for that town or whatever, you'll save hours and hours by walking right by all those people and straight in. You can get an appointment for the Uffizi Gallery, you can get an appointment for the Borghese Gallery, you can get an appointment for Mad Ludwig's Palace. All over Europe, you'll save time by doing that. One of my most, the tip people are most thankful for in Paris is to get the museum pass. Because when you buy the museum pass, it's a pass good for however many days you decide to buy it. You just go to two or three sites in a day and it's paid for itself. And the key value of it, beyond just the economy, is you walk by everybody else. Because I said, everybody else is waiting to get a ticket. You've got a ticket when you got that Paris museum pass. Saint-Chapelle, Orsay Gallery, the Louvre Museum, the Palace of Versailles. You walk by everybody, trying not to say anything too smart aleck, and you go right directly through the turnstile. And you've enjoyed that place and you're out of there before the last person in line gets up to the turnstile. You've got one day in that great city. You better not spend 2 hours in a line. So that's one practical little tip out of the 820-page 30th edition of Europe Through the Back Door. Everybody pledging today at $60 or $160 will get this How to Travel guidebook. And I'll tell you, people are always talking about, oh, times are tough and everything. Yeah, if times are tough, we need public radio. It is critical that now more than ever that we have radio that smarts us up rather than dumbs it down. That's why I'm on the interview right now, reminding you that it's not a charity. WOSU is a service, and we're sugaring the package here by offering you some information so that when you do travel to Europe, you can take advantage of your two most valuable and limited resources, time and money, and get the most travel experience out of each of them. But there's something more fundamental than these thank you gifts, and that's helping make public radio strong in our communities that right now need a place on the dial that respects our intelligence, that assumes an attention span, and that brings you programming not shaped by advertisers, but shaped by its passion for bringing you and me the truth. And I think that is such a blessing. If you agree with that, and if you can afford it, give us a call. $60. It's a great entry level. If you haven't done it, it's actually fun to do. You'll get the Europe Through the Back Door book. That'll save you $60 in bank fees alone when you go to Europe. It'll save you $60 in phone, long-distance phone calls. It'll save you $60 in two nights in your hotel savings. I can promise you that. You'll also get the Smithsonian Magazine that I collaborated with those beautiful folks there. A 100-page coffee table kind of collection with great art, along with my favorite 20 articles. You'll get a 64-page full-color, gorgeous newsletter that lays out the 35 itineraries that we have when we take our groups around Europe. We take 10,000 people around Europe every year, and this is the book that explains that whole program. And for 25 years, I was leading these groups around Europe, and I'm so proud of the work my guides do. And if you're just wondering what is the best 10 days in France or whatever, this would give you a beautiful rundown on that. And then all of those gifts plus the DVD box set are yours with great thanks for that $160 pledge. And if you just take, there's 14 discs in this. If I just take one disc here, we can pack 4 hours of TV on every disc. There's 14 discs there. In the France disc, we've got Paris, Grand and Intimate, Highlights of Paris. We've got Normandy, War-Torn yet Full of Life, Provence, Legendary Light, Wind and Wine, French Riviera, Uniquely Chic, France's Alsace, Burgundy, Profoundly French, and France's Dordogne River Valley. That would be 8 shows, 4 hours just on France. Multiply that by every country in Europe. You've got the complete library, every show we've ever done. Plus, we've got that Christmas special you've seen on WOSU on TV where we celebrate Christmas in 7 different countries, and we have our exciting trip to Iran. We've got lectures I give all over the country on practical travel skills and my Travel as a Political Act lecture that's been very popular lately. And again, all of that is beautifully packaged into this smart DVD box set, and that's yours, along with the How to Travel Handbook Europe Through the Back Door, the Smithsonian Magazine, and the tour newsletter for that $160 gift to this great radio station. Please be my travel partner. $4,000 for this hour is a pretty modest goal, and I'm going to be disappointed if we don't make it when I get my hour with you in person right here on WOSU. Get on board. Thank you.
We thanks to Alyssa in Westerville, and thanks to Elizabeth and Gary in Granville. We have $1,900 to go and just about 15 minutes. $1,900 to go. You know, Rick, you remind me that sometimes people say, oh, it's pledge drive time. That must be the worst time of the year for you. Actually, it's not. I have no problem asking people to show support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. I was in, for-profit newspapers for 30 years, and we never had a problem asking for people to pay their subscriptions. So,
right.
Why should this be a problem? I'm proud of it. And I love
it's a celebration.
It is. It's a celebration, and I get you on the phone for one thing. You and other wonderful people that join us in this quest. Thanks to Sue and Chris in Columbus, and thanks to Brenda and Stephen in Columbus. We have $1,500 to go in just about 13 minutes. $1,500, 13 minutes. I know we can do it. Just avail yourselves of these great gifts: that the $60 contribution, the latest edition of Rick's Foundational Travel Skills Book, 2012. Europe Through the Back Door, and also the Smithsonian Magazine, and also the Rick Steves Tour Newsletter. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that call right now. Let's make the goal and show Rick Steves how much we support our public radio station in Central Ohio. 1-866-897-9678. We only get Rick once a year. It's during our pledge drive. It's because that's how much he supports what we're doing and how much he believes in our mission. And I know you do too, because you listen every day. So give us a call. 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. And Mary in Columbus, you're on the air with Rick Steves. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi, thanks. Mm-hmm. I have time that I can travel in January. And I was wondering what would be like the warmest place to go in Europe in January.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily go to the warmest place in January. I would go to places that are lively in the winter. And, if you look at, you can look at a climate chart, and it's pretty much north is cold, south is warm. So,
right.
You can go to southern Spain and southern Italy and Turkey and find nice weather in January. I would also remember that big cities are thriving in the winter, and small towns and little resorts sort of shut down. So in the winter, I really enjoy going to big cities. My favorite 4 big cities, which each would deserve 1 week in the winter, would be London, Paris, Rome, and Istanbul. And by the way, I was just in Istanbul. If you went to my Facebook page at Rick Steves on Facebook, you could find my little videos. I take these little amateurish videos everywhere I go, and I've had 30 days in a row from a cruise experience I just had, and all my shore time is shown there. But Istanbul was one of the most vibrant, exciting places you can check out, and it's so easy and so cheap and so fun. So I would consider that, especially in the winter. But if you're looking to swim in the winter in the Mediterranean or something, it's not that warm. So you'll get crisp blue days all over the Mediterranean, Mary. So, that would be something to keep in mind. But I would think big cities in the winter, too.
All right. Thanks, Mary, for that call. We have a few minutes left with Rick Steves. If you want to speak with him, you have a question or comment for Rick, give us a call at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we have $1,200 to go in just about 10 minutes now. $1,200 in 10 minutes. I know we can do it. Thanks to Robert and Kathleen in Columbus, and thanks to Nancy in Worthington. Thanks for your support. Once again, this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. For your pledge of $160 to our station, you will receive Rick's latest book, 2012 Europe Through the Back Door, a Travel Skills Handbook, and Rick Steves' 90-show DVD anthology. This is a collection of Rick's best shows from the year 2000 through to the present. So you will be supporting WOSU Public Media, and in return, you will get 90 TV shows and Rick's latest updated book, and you'll get Rick's newsletter and a new magazine. All of that for $160. And you'll be getting that great feeling knowing that you've supported your public radio station that you know you listen to every single day. So when you call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org, pledge at the $60 or the $160 level, you get great thank you gifts and a really, really good feeling. Thanks to Ruth in Columbus and Patricia in Newark, Eleanor in Westerville. We have $1,000 to go in just about 9 minutes. $1,000 in 9 minutes. I know we can do it.
Hey, Ann?
Yes, Rick.
There's, you know, when I think about this, sometimes I think people need a reminder about the difference between commercial radio and commercial TV and public radio and public broadcasting.
You think they forget because they've been listening to public for so long?
Yeah, and I think that you've got to remember what shapes the programming and what you consume. A lot of people say you are what you eat. I think just as much you are what you put into your brain, you know. And a lot of people, you know, you've got friends that listen mm-hmm. to other channels and you know how it wires their brain. Well, here's how it works. I'm everybody who's producing TV and radio like me loves to get underwriting. We love to get corporations to give us some money, and then we put brought to you in part by this company or that company at the top and the bottom of the show. It works fine, but there's an ethic. They cannot change the content. Now, one day a few years ago, I was on the verge of getting some serious money from one of the major credit card companies for our public TV show. And it was so exciting because I thought with this money, we can really do a better job and we can make more shows and so on. And we went down to their headquarters in the Bay Area. And at the ninth inning of the negotiations for how much money they'd give us and everything, they said, and of course, if you take this money from us, you can only feature restaurants in your TV show that take our credit card and not the other guy's credit card. And I just threw up my hands and said, I don't care how much money you're giving us. It doesn't work that way in public broadcasting. That would be skewing the programming away from truth and in the interest of your business. And it just doesn't happen in public broadcasting. Now, a lot of people, they just don't understand the value of that. But that poisons, that corrupts the information you get. Now, I'm glad there's all sorts of corporate money to make all sorts of fun stuff in commercial TV and radio. But I want one place on the dial that has this ethic. Our commitment is to our listeners, and our commitment is to the truth. And if we have to do bake sales for the rest of our life, we're not going to compromise that. We could sell our souls, and we don't have to do as much pledge drives. But right now, if I was listening, a fan of WOSU, and I realized I have an opportunity to give $60 and make this beautiful dimension of media possible in my communities, I would think it's a blessing. I'd be on that phone so fast, because this community in this time and place needs public broadcasting more than it ever has. And there's a few enlightened people in this market that can step up to the phone with these books and DVDs and gifts as just an extra bonus. But they're going to be supporting WOSU because they know it's important for the fabric of our democracy. You're going to hear a lot of crazy political bumper stickers in the next year. And there's one thing that is really fundamental. We need a smart electorate. And you get a smart electorate when you have non-commercial media. That is so fundamental. It is so important. And that's why I'm personally asking you, if you enjoy consuming this service and if you can afford it, to do the right thing. Give us a call. Get on board. Join this team. Thank you so much.
1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show us that you care and give what you can. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Harold and Joyce in Columbus and also Ellen in Gambier, and thanks to Gerda in West Mansfield. We have just $600 to go and just about 6 minutes, so I know we can do it. 1-866-897-9678. If you're thinking you might do it a little bit later, think again. Pick up the phone, make the call, show your support right now. We move along at a pretty fairly steady clip during Pledge Week, but we need to keep making our goals every hour. And we ask that you show your support. It's like a vote. It's like voting with your pocketbook. It's telling everybody out there that we really do care and we're willing to support it. I agree with Rick. This is a lot more meaningful in the long run that it comes from the listeners in anyone's book. That's what we would rather get it. We want it from our listeners to show their support for their public radio station. Thanks to Jared in Westerville and Christine. Thank you very much, Christine and Jared. We have just $400 to go in just about 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Come on, we have just $400 to go. We'll make our goal with Rick Steves. We're so lucky to have him today. Tell him and show him how much you support your public radio station. Rick, one thing just before we, you know, I wanted to get another question in here for you. It's just you talked a little bit about earlier about participating in local celebrations and going where the action is in Europe. Go to where you're going to be able to interact with people and everyday people. And a lot of that's the celebrations.
A lot of that's the celebrations. And, you know, you can plan your schedule around Oktoberfest or whatever festival there is in Amsterdam or jazz party up in Copenhagen or the Queen's birthday in Holland. And that's fun. But I, to be honest, don't build my trip around those set dates. I just find that there are parties going on all the time if you know where to go as you're traveling around Europe. I was just in Barcelona with my son last month, and there's one street that's lined with funky old hole-in-the-wall tapas bars. Each one has its passion. Each one has its characters hanging out there. It's sort of the neighborhood living room. And here you got flaming chorizo, and over here you got little plates of sardines, and here you got kegs of port wine. And it's just, you go from one to the next, eating and drinking all this amazing stuff, and you're hanging out with local people. And that, to me, is a festival that's every day of the year. So a key is, and that's why people get this information that we're talking about, to figure out where you can go to connect with the locals, to become a temporary local. I guess I should mention that when you get this collection of TV shows, you will have that inspiration for each place in Europe. When you get the guidebook, you'll get the fundamental skills so you'll know how to find these places. And then you can turn your visit, whether you're going to Stockholm or Lisbon or Ireland, into that intimate experience. Ireland's a great example. You go into the pubs, whether you're a teetotaler or a beer guzzler, you just get yourself a drink and you're swept up into the ambience and the energy of the moment, and you just can't believe how much magic there is in an Irish pub. And then you think, we don't even have this here in the United States. Right. It's so fun to bump into something that we don't even have. I was just in Istanbul a couple of weeks ago, walking down the street. Istanbul is a city of like 12 or 14 million people. It seemed like they were all out in the street at the same time. I've never been in such a spectacle of a street. It's a huge boulevard. It was so crowded, the tram could not even do its run. There was no way the tram could get down the street. And it was just everybody out having a great time.
We have met the goal. Thank you so much.
Good.
That is fantastic. Thanks to everybody for supporting us this hour. We want to go over the goal now by $1,000 to show how much All Sides listeners support public radio. And we've asked for contributions at the $60 and $160 level. But now I'm asking people to give whatever they can afford, however little or however much they can afford, and make the next goal of $1,000. That's just in 2 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, we only get Rick Steves once a year, only 1 hour with Rick Steves. Let's make it count. 1-866-897-9678. And I've said many times during this past hour how much fun it is to read the book. And I really mean that, Rick. I mean, it's just fun to read the book. There's so much more personality in it. I have the other guides. This one, you really keep putting your personality into it. You that's one thing you'd never edit out of that.
Well, thank you. I think a lot of other publishers hire somebody to comb all the personality out of the books. It's amazing. You don't even know who wrote it. The deal about my books is they're pretty conversational. I spend a lot of time alone in hotel rooms with my laptop, and I'm just working on the writing and telling jokes to myself and chatting and I kind of massage that into whatever is fun to read and really practical and helpful for travelers. So I'm thankful to have that gig, and I'm so thankful to have an audience of great travelers in public radio, and we've got a lot of good shows coming up in the future. It's just great to be part of OSU, and I can promise you all that we're travel partners for a long time to come, thanks to the generous support of people like those who called in today.
Thanks again, Rick Steves, for joining us today.
Yep.
And thanks for listening. Thanks for all your support. Thanks to Jody and Pam. Thanks to everybody for showing your support for All Sides and 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Fahlgren Mortein, whose wider perspective on marketing can help your brand grow through advertising, public relations, and a full range of communications. Think wider at fahlgrenmortein.com.